I have a friend who started his testimony off with 1 Peter 2:7, which
says, Tengo un amigo que tenía este versículo bíblico en Primera de Pedro 2:7.
And it says, therefore, to you who believe,
pues a los que crean, él es precioso.
And I think that really applies to me.
Creo que se aplica a mí.
Because I believe in Jesus Christ, he has become very, 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 very precious to me.
Porque yo creo en Cristo Jesús, él es muy, muy precioso a mí.
I'm going to tell you the story of two things. First,
voy a contar una historia de dos cosas. Primeramente,
how Jesus became precious to me.
Cómo Cristo sería precioso a mí.
And second, how that has affected my direction in life.
Y cómo ese afecta toda mi vida.
So there are several stages to just the process of me coming to Christ.
Hay diferentes pasos en mi historia en conocer a Cristo.
The first is just that before Christ, I would say I did not fear God.
Antes de conocer a Cristo, yo puedo decir no tenía temor por Dios.
I was 12 years old when I was saved.
Tenía 12 años cuando era salvo.
And probably the thing that characterized my life was just I didn't care about the things of God.
No tenía cuidado por las cosas de Dios.
There's not really a lot to comment on in that period. It was just me living my life for myself.
Este paso era muy egoístico en mi vida.
When I was 12, though, I do not know what started it, but I began to seek God through the scriptures.
Empezando con 12 años, Dios empezaba a obrar en mi corazón a través de las escrituras.
It became something that I desired very much to do. And I just began to spend sometimes 2 or 3 hours a day just in the scriptures because I really loved it.
Empezaba yo estar en las escrituras por horas cada día.
Not long after, though, we began to attend a new church, my family and I.
Empezábamos a asistir una iglesia nueva.
And at that church, just my love for Christ was very much affected by some of the people I met there.
Y mi corazón empezaba a ser afectado por las personas que conocí en esta iglesia.
I ended up in a Sunday school class with some college-age students who were teaching us every week the gospel.
Estaba yo en una escuela dominical con la edad de la universidad y esas estudiantes estaban enseñándome el evangelio.
I was 13 years old at the time.
Tenía 13 años.
And the thing that stands out to me from their teaching was their earnestness and the reality of God in their lives.
Tenía una sinceridad y realidad de Dios en sus vidas.
They encouraged me and continued to encourage me in my love for the scriptures.
Me dio ánimo y hasta hoy continuando animándome en las escrituras.
And they also, just their example, I began to see what it really meant to know God.
Tenía un ejemplo de Cristo viviendo en su vida.
For God to be a real living person whom we can have a real relationship with.
Que Dios es una persona real, genuino, genuina que vive.
The next stage, I guess, though, is a much harder one.
El próximo paso era más difícil.
I began at the age of 14 just to struggle with some very just deep sins.
Empezaba yo con 14 años a tener una lucha con pecado en mi vida.
And these sins would give me such sorrow, and I knew that I was grieving the Holy Spirit.
Pecado venía como algo que dar tristeza al Espíritu Santo.
Sometimes I didn't know how to stop sinning.
A veces yo no sabía cómo parar pecar.
And I went, basically, my life became a cycle.
Mi vida empezaba a ser un ciclo.
It would be sin, and then
de pecar.
I would cry out to God.
Y arrepentir.
I would repent and hate my sin.
Y odiar el pecado.
Sometimes I would go retreat and spend hours all the way maybe to 1 a.m. sometimes just seeking God because I didn't have peace.
A veces buscando por horas a Dios porque no tenía la paz.
Sometimes just for days at a time.
Por días a la vez.
And then the Lord would show me the cross of Christ.
Y luego Dios mostró la cruz de Cristo.
And each time I would have peace.
Cada vez yo tenía paz.
I would rest in the love of Jesus Christ.
Descansaba yo en el amor de Cristo.
And I would continue on in life.
Y continuaba yo en la vida.
And before long, I became proud again.
Y luego, orgullo encapturado a mi corazón.
And go back.
Y otra vez pecar.
And so it would continue. Just
continuaba este ciclo.
Week after week and
semana
month after
tras
month.
Semana, mes tras mes.
And that was my life for many years.
Era mi vida por algunos años.
The big part in the story, though,
parte más importante en la historia,
is when God broke me from that cycle.
Es cuando Dios me quebrantó de este ciclo.
When I really, really began to understand deep in my heart
cuando
the truth.
Yo en mi corazón la verdad.
There are two ways in which
caminos.
I saw my in which I saw the truth in the gospel.
Dos maneras en que yo entendí el evangelio.
This time period, by the way, has now gotten to be to last summer.
Este ciclo continuaba hasta el verano pasado.
So I even know some of you knew some of you before this.
Yo conocí a algunos aquí antes de eso.
But last summer, I was struggling very much.
El verano pasado yo tenía una lucha grande con eso.
And it got to me in such a way that I just felt that I was walking in darkness.
Yo pensaba que yo estaba andando en oscuridad.
This is the only time I have ever doubted my salvation.
Es la única vez que yo tenía dudas de mi salvación.
It drove me to be desperate for God.
Yo era desesperado por Dios.
I remember I was working all day and just coming home.
Todo el día, un día.
I just knew that nothing else mattered in the world but that I would have God.
Yo tenía solo un solo deseo para conocer a Dios.
And so we had a guest over that night, though.
Teníamos una visita esta noche.
But she was just helping my sister with something, and instead of spending time with her, I retreated.
En lugar de tener tiempo con la visita, yo venía a mi dormitorio.
And with more longing and more desperateness than ever before.
Con más deseo y más desesperación, desesperación, you know the word.
I began to cry out to God.
Yo gritaba a Dios.
And I opened up the scriptures and just read and read and read.
Leía las escrituras y leía, leía, leía.
In that evening, I read the entire book of Isaiah.
Y el libro de Isaías entero, entera.
And I began to see just the seriousness and the cost of sin.
Empezaba a ver el costo de pecado.
I'm sorry. I lost my place.
You're in Isaiah.
Yes. So I saw in the first 40 chapters just how God just, he judged sin. He hated it. It was just destructive to all that was good.
Los primeros 40 capítulos empezaba a ver en Isaías como Dios odiaba al pecado, el pecado.
And I knew that that was what my life was full of.
Conocía que mi vida era lleno de pecado, de este en Isaías, que era en Israel.
And then I saw in the last 26 chapters the grace of God.
En los capítulos finales, 25 capítulos, empezaba yo a ver la gracia de Dios.
And in those chapters, and also in chapter 12 of Isaiah,
en estos capítulos y también en capítulo 12 de Isaías,
I couldn't help but just cry.
Podría empezar ya a gritar y lagrimar.
Because he says, I was angry with you, yet now I will comfort you.
Él decía, yo tenía ira contra ti, pero ahora voy a darte ánimo.
So, I saw more than ever before the wickedness and the evil.
Empezaba a ver el pecado y iniquidad.
It was to the point that evening, I was asked to put my 6-year-old brother to bed, and he asked me to read a fairy tale.
Esta noche, mi hermano pequeño tenía quería que yo leo un libro de fairy tales.
And I told my brother, no, those are wicked. Those are evil. They have magic in them.
Yo decía no, porque yo no quiero leer algo con mágico o algo con witches or eso, brujas. Yeah.
I could not bear to think of approaching evil in any way again.
No quería estar aún un poco poca cerca a la iniquidad otra vez.
And the other thing that I began to understand was Jesus Christ.
La otra cosa, mejor persona que empezaba a entender era Cristo Jesús.
There were a few things that I had begun to study and understand.
Empezaba a estudiar algunas cosas.
I have simplified what I was learning for this.
¿Esto es un listo sencillo por esto?
The first thing I began to understand was
primera cosa.
That our battle between good and evil,
la lucha, nuestra lucha entre mal y Dios,
is essentially a battle between the truth and the lie.
Es una batalla entre la verdad y la mentira.
Everything that we do that is evil,
cada cosa que hacemos que es mal,
is the outworking of a lie.
Tiene sus raíces en una mentira.
If we were to just know the truth more clearly,
reconocer la verdad más claramente,
we would depart from evil.
Podríamos salir del mal.
And I learned also,
otra cosa, número dos,
that Jesus Christ and Him crucified,
que Cristo y su crucifixión,
is the truth,
es la verdad,
which overcomes the lie,
que gana contra la mentira.
In Revelation chapter 12,
en Apocalipsis capítulo 12,
it's calls the devil the accuser.
Su título de Satanás es acusadora. ¿Cómo sería? ¿Cómo? Acusador.
And it says that he is overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Él está conquistado por la sangre del Cordero.
And that is Jesus Christ crucified.
Este es Cristo Jesús crucificado.
Also in Galatians chapter 3.
También en Gálatas 3.
I saw Paul was fighting against a false gospel.
Podría ver que Pablo estaba luchando contra un evangelio falso.
And the reason he is surprised that they are following such a false gospel.
La razón por la sorpresa que es, ellos están siguiendo este evangelio falso.
He says,
dice,
oh foolish Galatians.
Oh, los de Gálata, tan sin sabiduría.
Who has bewitched you?
¿Quién ha engañado a ti, a ustedes?
That you should not obey the truth.
Que no estás están obedientes a la verdad.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ,
ante los ojos Cristo Jesús,
was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
Era mostrado como crucificado.
Jesus Christ crucified,
Cristo crucificado,
was supposed to keep them away from the lie and the false gospel.
Era el poder para guardarles de la mentira.
I realized that every time I fell to sin, and every time I suffered under the accuser, these were all lies.
Cada vez que era tentado y sufría bajo del acusador, eran mentiras.
But to look to Jesus Christ crucified,
pero para ver Cristo crucificado,
it preaches everything,
predica cada cosa,
that contradicts the devil's lies,
que gana contra las mentiras de Satanás.
And so when the devil says, how can God love you?
Pues cuando el acusador dice, ¿cómo puede Dios amar a ti?
I can look to the cross of Christ and say, this is how much He loves me.
Yo puedo ver a la cruz de Cristo y decir, esto es tan grande que Cristo me ama.
And when He says, you cannot stop sinning,
y cuando yo digo, yo no puedo parar pecar,
I can say,
yo puedo decir,
that I died with Christ.
Que Yo soy muerto con Cristo.
I was raised again to a new life.
Yo soy resucitado con Cristo.
Certainly, that is a lie.
De verdad, este gana contra la mentira.
And when he attacks my identity in Christ.
Cuando Satanás ataca mi identidad en Cristo.
I can look to the cross and say.
Yo puedo ver a la cruz y decir.
Accomplished there, I now have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
En Cristo yo tengo todas las bendiciones en los lugares celestiales.
I am chosen by God.
Soy escogido por Dios.
I am his child by adoption.
Soy su hijo por adopción.
I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Soy redimido por la sangre de Cristo.
And I even have an inheritance.
Aún tengo
Jesus Christ.
Herencia en Cristo.
Upon realization of these truths.
Por la realización de esas verdades.
I cannot tell you how amazing of a transformation there was in my life.
Dios me dio una transformación fantástica.
Sin was no longer my master.
Pecado no era mi maestro.
I was free.
Era libre y soy libre.
And I have had joy
y
nonstop.
Ahora tengo gozo sin parar.
I wrote this poem right around that time.
Yo escribí una poesía en este tiempo.
Allow me to read it.
Él va leer.
Alas, alas, my sinful heart, it works so wickedly. Yet still I know, my Lord, my God, it ought to yearn for thee. I have one hope, there is a promise, that grace will set me free. And so I look to God who points to Christ upon the tree. On Jesus Christ, my sin was laid. The wrath of God applied. No longer must I bear this guilt, for grace has been supplied. His dying breath, his precious blood, the water from his side, what grace untold was realized when my God and Savior died. And then I wrote, Though I am broken, weak, and tired, I now have peace and rest. 'Tis joy to know the love of God, his grace on thee distressed. 'Tis joy to know the gift of God, to have his righteousness. 'Tis joy to know the Son of God. I'm one with him at last.
Hallelujah.
Sorry. My life has a direction because of the joy I have in Christ.
Ahora mi vida tiene una dirección por el gozo que tengo en Cristo.
I believe that God has called me to missions.
Creo que Dios me ha llamado a misiones.
To share this amazing gospel.
Para compartir este evangelio fantástico.
And in particular, to translate the Bible.
Específicamente para traducir las escrituras.
Where I am in that.
¿Dónde estoy en esto? En eso.
Many of you may know I am a Moody student.
Tal vez sabes que soy estudiante de Moody.
So the Lord has graciously brought me to the point of getting the right education.
Dios, en su gracia, me guía a Moody para educación.
And also giving me the opportunities to learn the biblical languages.
Para darme la oportunidad conocer las idiomas de la Biblia.
And so now my great desire.
Ahora mi deseo grande.
Is to provide the precious Word of God.
Es para proveer las escrituras preciosas.
And the very, very precious gospel.
Y el evangelio precioso.
To those who have no access.
A los que no tienen acceso.
In conclusion.
Para concluir.
I want to mention two verses.
Quiero mencionar dos versículos.
The first is Revelation 5:12.
Primeramente Apocalipsis 5:12.
Which says,
¿qué dice?
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Digno es el Cordero que murió.
To receive power.
Para recibir poder.
And riches.
Y riquezas.
And wisdom.
Y sabiduría.
And strength.
Y fuerza.
And honor.
Y honra.
And glory.
Y gloria.
And blessing.
Y bendecir.
The Lamb of God.
El Cordero de Dios.
Jesus Christ.
Cristo Jesús.
Is my only hope.
Es mi esperanza sola.
And as the next verse I'll show you says, He is my only desire.
Y él es mi deseo único.
Psalm 27:4.
Salmo 27:4.
One thing I have desired.
Una cosa que yo tenía deseo.
That will I seek.
Este yo voy a buscar.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Que yo puedo morir en la casa de Dios.
All the days of my life.
Todos los días de mi vida.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Para ver ¿cómo se dice? Hermosura del Señor.
And to inquire in His temple.
Para buscar en su templo.
I am now at a point in my life.
Ahora estoy en un punto en mi vida.
Where really all I desire at all.
Y mi único deseo.
Is that I would dwell with God.
Y que yo andar con Dios. Yo ando con Dios.
That I would be able to be a constant worshiper of Him.
Que yo puedo adorar siempre a Él.
And that's all I got.
Y gloria a Dios. Aleluya.